chair.
What about on a wagon wheel, that outside edge that goes around?
Rim.
Mm-hmm.
Car.
What's the difference?
Well, the rim is the wooden part, and the tire is the iron that goes over it and holds it together, you know.
Was that outside edge of the wagon wheel kind of put together in sections that was supposed
to come into? Yeah, the rim were. Well, now some of them are just two pieces. You just put a wheel together and just have a big piece, just two pieces. But I used to, a long time ago, they made them all together, just made a rim, you know, about two spokes to the rim.
Yes, sir.
Make them round, but they got to making them mostly with just two pieces for a wheel and have the spokes in them. And a hub then, it went on the axle.
Right.
Call that a hub. It was made out of post oak. Way back on when they could get the post oak, they got to making them out of gum or anything, they'd soon rot.
Mm. You ever heard those sections of the wheel called a fella?
Yeah. Called some of them fellas. That's when they use several pieces to make a wheel.
I see. What was the spindle part of it?
Well, that's what slipped on the axle down here. That is a steel or iron cast motion.
Yes, sir.
Hard where it wouldn't wear, you know. It kept grease in that. You had to keep that grease.
I see. Talking about your hay, did people ever have another place other than the barn where they might keep their hay outside? Some kind of shelter for it?
Oh, well, they'd have hay shelters. Some people would.
Would that be like a whole building, or was it just some old
building? Well, sometimes it would, sometimes it wouldn't. Now, I notice they got to where now they roll it up in great big roll bales. Just let it lie out there to get ready to feed it right out in the weather.
Have you ever seen those machines that roll that thing?
No.
I never have either.
No, I don't know that. Now, they bale it around here, put it up in bales. It goes through that baler, you know, and it ties two strings around it. When it drops it, another one comes on and pushes that one out as it drives along.
Right. I see. Yeah. Have you ever heard of anything called windrows?
Well, now, windrows is where they rake it up. After they mow it, cut it with a mower, and it dries, they go back right in with a rake, and that rakes it up. And then windrows is, then that baler goes back on that and he picks that up and bales it, you know. And windrows is that hay before it's baled down. It's long. Well, they're about like an empty gate wide, the hardest wide, you know.
Yes, sir.
A fellow with one of them rakes will make about he'd go one time and throw it up this way, and he'd come back and throw it that way, and he'd go about next and over that. About a round, what we call a round, up yon and back to the windrow.
Mm-hmm. I see.
The baler comes along in, and he picks it up, puts it over in that press. Press ties it, presses it, ties it, pushes it out.
I see. Did people ever around here ever have farms where they raised just milk cows and nothing else?
No. Not in this part right around here. Then there was a dairy. Nobody had a dairy.
I see. Did people around here ever have places where they'd store their potatoes?
Yeah. Potato houses. A lot of them.